Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We wanted to try and understand what is going on now. So what does it mean that President Cyril Ramaphosa is to challenge the Section 89 report in the Constitutional Court? Lufuno Musetso is the Chief Executive Officer at Musetso Law Incorporated. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. What a few days this has been.
Good morning. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Wow.
Indeed, these are interesting days in South African politics.
Mm, and you know the Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. So it does kind of feel like that. Wow. I was just saying to our news reporter this morning that I think the stress of South Africa is just going to kill us because it's a very stressful place to live.
Definitely. But there is interesting development that the president intends to take this report to court, you know, to review it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it will be an interesting
So how did we go from Thursday, when it seemed to be very clear indications that he was going to accept this report and resign, to now challenging it? And what does that actually mean?
Look, the president, just like any other person in South Africa, has a right to take any report to court, including this one. So I hope, I guess he got an advice or a legal advice that, mm-hmm. you know, that is one of the options that we may look at. You know, obviously, after receiving the report, we had to consider it, we had to read it, we had to understand it and understand the very meaning of the report. Probably with the assistance of his legal team. So the conclusion may have been that, you know, it's reviewable and you can take it ahead. You can take it to court.
Right. And what does it mean legally now that the ANC MPs have been instructed to vote against it? I'm assuming that it just requires a simple majority. Is that right?
Indeed, you cannot impeach the president without the threshold that is required by the Constitution.
Right.
So obviously, without the ANC MPs voting in favor of such an impeachment, you know, nothing will move. In other words, the report will not. The report will just be an academic document, but it will not see the day of light.
And what would happen now? So now this report, let's just say, is disarmed in a way. Its explosives are taken out, it's disarmed, it's put aside. Does that now become relevant in the ANC conference? Can anybody else try and bring it to life again? What are the different scenarios that could play out here?
Look, I don't see how this document may be relevant at the conference. Because number one, there is no charges or a charge that is leveled against the president at any police station arising from this report, as far as I know. Two, the police are the only institution that can, you know, can charge a person, open a case, charge a person, and the NPA has to act subsequent to that. So the police will have to, the NPA will have to, you know, check the strength and the weakness of the case and decide whether to prosecute or not. And they're the only institution in South Africa that has such an authority. So obviously during the conference, people will be talking about the step-aside rule, which in my understanding, one must have been charged of something. So here, it is still a report. There is no charges formally leveled against the president.
And that charge has got to come from the MPA. So it's not good enough, for example, if Arthur Fraser decided today he's going to go down to the local police station and lay a charge, it's irrelevant. That charge has got to be accepted by the NPA. Because otherwise anybody could lay a charge against anybody at any time.
That's true. That's very true. So that charge needs to be opened, it needs to be accepted, and the NPA must make a decision whether or not to prosecute. And that is a very crucial part, because opening a case also is not enough. We have heard of many people that will just walk to the police station and say, I want to open a case against this and that president. And it happened a lot during President Zuma's era. You know, so many oppositions walked into various police stations to open cases against him. But where are those cases? What happened to those cases? It was just, a political grandstanding. So that is not significant. What is significant here is that after opening a case, the NPA must take a decision to prosecute such a case.
So, in fact, the president was jumping the gun a little bit. I guess he was doing it from many aspects, a lot of them emotional. But from a legal perspective, from a legal point of view, there was no requirement for him to step down based on this report.
No, there was no legal requirement for him to step down based on this report at this stage. Because there are a number of issues that, you know, if one goes through this report, it's challengeable, you know. And just to mention one, there is that cracker provision, which says that one has a duty to report offenses, and those offenses listed there pertain to corruption. In this case, we do not see any corrupt activities that the president had a duty to report. All that happened here is that there was a theft in his farm. There was no any sort of corrupt activity that, you know, he was expected to report. So based on this alone, one sees the light, you know, on what he may rely upon in court when challenging this, because the commission, went beyond the law, in my humble view. They went beyond the law, especially in this aspect. But with the other aspects, I'm really satisfied. I went through them, I'm really satisfied. But with regard to this, I think the report, you know, can be easily challengeable, because the Act does not state anything about reporting theft, but it mentions corruption or corrupt activity.
Mm. So it's strange, because the people that penned the report must have known the political. I'm using that imagery of a bomb again, that they were going to be giving to this country. It really was a political grenade, and yet it seems from a few of the experts that we've spoken to that it was maybe a little bit presumptuous, a little bit sloppy, a little bit maybe even irresponsible.
Definitely, because these are not ordinary people. These are people that fully understand the law.
Absolutely.
But, you know, law is very interesting. I don't blame them. Law is very interesting, because one will understand law or a certain legal principle in this way, and the other understand it differently. So in this case, they said they looked at the intention of the legislature when enacting this act. They said it must have, you know, the legislature must have intended to include theft amongst other reportable offenses. So that was their view. So, that is their view. I respect their view, but I disagree with it.
Absolutely. And that is how discourse is meant to take place. Lufuno Mosetso, who is the Chief Executive Officer at Mosetso Law Inc., speaking to us this morning about the Phalaphala Farm report and what happens next. It is 7:00. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.